upon the undeserving natives, just as at the same period, the fall of 1914, it was shedding its glorious effulgence upon benighted Belgium. It is true that the guides had led the party astray, but this is the way of most African guides. Nor did it matter that ignorance rather than evil intent had been the cause of their failure. It was enough for Hauptmann Fritz Schneider to know that he was lost in the African wilderness and that he had at hand human beings less powerful than he who could be made to suffer by torture. That he did not kill them outright was partially due to a faint hope that they might eventually prove the means of extricating him from his difficulties, and partially that so long as they lived, they might still be made to suffer. The poor creatures, hoping that chance might lead them at last upon the right trail, insisted that they knew the way and so led on through a dismal forest along a winding game trail trodden deep by the feet of countless generations of the savage denizens of the jungle. Here, Tantor the elephant took his long way from dust wallow to water. Here, Buto the rhinoceros blundered blindly in his solitary majesty, while by night